I just read a story in the news about Alan Simmons. That's Britain's best-known Scrabble champion. Among other distinctions, Mr. Simmons is a former chairman of the World English Language Scrabble Players Association and has written half a dozen books on the subject. Just let that sink in for a minute. He writes entire books about Scrabble. 6 of them so far. Anyway, Mr. Simmons has been banned from international competition for 3 years because he allegedly violated official rules governing the blind selection of letter tiles. These rules are very detailed and specific. He says he didn't cheat, but he admits the procedure is so wonky he might have picked tiles out of the well-protected bag with his palm facing south instead of northwest or something like that. Who cares? Well, he doesn't, and that's what I love about the story. Scrabble is apparently at the center of Alan Simmons' entire existence. He's a worldwide Scrabble superstar. Did I mention that he's written 6 books about Scrabble? Getting banned is no big deal for him. Seriously, it can only mean his entire human reputation, but he's shrugging it off, saying he was thinking of finding something else to do with his life anyway. I think that's amazing. How many of us would put all of our life's work, however insignificant it may seem to others, behind us and just move on? Alan Simmons is 60 and ready for a new start. I think that's inspirational. The meaningful things in your life don't leave you. It's the other way around.